Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Cover to cover with Chris Frangiola. Cover to cover with Chris Frangiola. Ow!
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever.
Oh yeah, you guys made it. Congratulations. Little Frank Sinatra starting things off. It might as well be spring from Frank Sinatra.
Like a nightingale.
You made it. Spring. It's spring. Yesterday, I think, was the first day of spring. Vernal equinox, they call it.
Mm-hmm. It has sprung.
It has sprung. We are in it. We've made it through another winter. Congratulations. Cover to Cover has made it through another winter. Gotten you through another winter. And we're happy for it. You know, it feels real spring out here in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
last couple of days have felt real spring. I don't get to do anything. You know, this looks like a perfect day to go sit outside at some cafe or something. I mean, that's the old me. The old me would go and sit and just like outside of a Starbucks back when you could do such things without. I'm not saying my wife and my kid and everything that are stopping me. I'm talking about just poo-poo pee-pee stopping you now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you used to be able to sit outside at a Starbucks. I know the one. On like Laurel Canyon and Ventura Boulevard. It's a Starbucks. For some reason, there's no green in their theme over there.
Mm-mm.
So it's like a black themed Starbucks.
Yeah.
All the lettering is black. No green. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Fits in with the area.
Maybe. Sure. Anyway, it used to be a cool little vibe over there. It used to be a Gap. Used to be a Banana Republic.
Okay.
All across the street. You'd have a fun day. Let me go into the Gap, see what kind of shirts they have. Maybe I need a blue Oxford shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Make my eyes pop for a night out on the town. Go in there, see what they got. Then I'd go over to Banana Republic, see what they got. Then they had a Lucky right next to that, see what they
Ooh.
Got. Right there. All of it's gone. Everything is the
yeah.
Everything, all that's closed up. Now who knows what they are.
The Starbucks, I think, is green now.
The Starbucks is green. And it's like one of those ones that remove the tables.
Yeah.
You know, like we're not doing this anymore.
No.
Nobody see. Take your shit and go.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to sit there and read the, I mean, this is, I would read the paper. I'll tell you a funny story. I was sitting at that Starbucks like a loser because I was like a waiter bar, like days were free. Nothing to do in the daytime. No signs of anything on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Just I had become comfortable with the lifestyle. I wasn't looking for anything on the horizon. I was happy. You know, I wasn't out there. Some people like pounding the pavement, as they say.
Yeah.
Trying to get work or audition or whatever. I was like, you know what? I'm making $250 bucks a night, whatever I was making at the time. Some nights better. But mostly that was the average. I'm like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I could live on this. This is back in a time when you could live on such things. Well, that's changed now, of course. And I would go and sit there. And it's just the greatest. Get a coffee, just sit, read the paper, just stare straight ahead. Before phones, Alex.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there were phones, but there wasn't so much to do on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had some little tiny Nokia, whatever it was. You know, you could send a text maybe, but you were charged for it. You remember those days,
yeah.
You know?
10 cents a piece.
Yeah. So you're like, fuck that. I'm not texting anybody. And so you didn't have all that shit. So you would like just stare. It was so great. And that's where I was sitting when I got the job at Chelsea Lately. I was sitting there.
Just staring.
It's thinking about how I'm enjoying my life. And then it got ruined by getting that job because I had to go to work. And then, you know, it's still ruined from basically from that job 20 years ago, the beginning of that job at least. And that used to be where I would spend a day like today, a gorgeous, beautiful spring day here in Los Angeles. Got to be 78 degrees, no, you know, just perfect, no breeze, no nothing. Still, you could just sit out there and enjoy life.
Yep.
All that's gone now, which is good. I mean, it's a different life now, Alex. It's a different life. I fold tiny underwear a lot. I fold a lot of tiny underwear.
Okay.
Just, and I'm real good at it. I do it into a little ball. We got new ones. My wife buys Lilo and Stitch underwear, right? So we okay. just got them.
Yeah.
So we.
For your daughter.
For my, exactly.
It's not for your wife.
Yes. That's true. I should make that clear. Yeah, yeah.
Your wife's just trying to seduce you and Disney.
For my daughter. And you know, we wash everything first because my wife is, you know, convinced that there are deadly chemicals on all the clothes. Mm-hmm. So you got to wash it first, which, all right, I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
And so I'm folding up the Lilo and Stitch underwear just now, just before I come to air. You guys are probably thinking, this guy must have some sort of dry Hollywood. I mean, he probably just came from a party at Gwyneth Paltrow's house.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was folding Lilo and Stitch underwear. And it's very, like, silky. And okay. I said to my wife, I was like, are these Beckett's underwear? She goes, yeah, those are the new ones I just bought. I said, and it's a little silky for like a kid.
Yeah.
She goes, that's just the material they use. I don't know. It's more absorbent or better on the skin. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I said, yeah, I just feel like it's a little much.
Yeah.
And she doesn't need silk panties.
Walking a fine line.
So anyway, this is where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the good thing is, Alex, with all that's going on in my life, good and bad, I now have a new podcast that I can turn to when I need something to listen to.
Yeah, when you're folding underwear.
A lot of people were angry at us because we weren't on this when the news broke a couple of days ago. They said we should have been, I mean, of all things, we should have been right on top of this. A new podcast called Keeping Up With Sports. Mm. See how clever they are with that title?
Yeah.
Keeping Up With Sports. With Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
They are your hosts, Caitlyn and Lamar, from Keeping Up the Kardashians. At one time, they were on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And that show's still going, I believe, right? Isn't it on Hulu now?
They're not on it anymore, but it's still going.
No, they're long gone.
Yeah.
That was the heyday of it. When they were on it, it was actually kind of at least entertaining, I think. Now... Yeah. The girls just sit around texting. They don't even look at each other and shaking salads.
I think they hate each other, actually.
I mean, yeah. I mean, well, they hate filming that show. Like, yeah. At this point, why do you need that show anymore? Like, I could put a fucking lipstick on Instagram right now and make $10 million. Yeah. I don't need to be sitting here caught. Let's reshoot. We're going to reset the lights so we can get Kim's reaction to what Khloé just said. No, just stop it.
Yeah.
But whatever, they made a big deal with Hulu or something, so they got to continue on with it. I mean, I don't know anybody who watches it anymore, but because you see them, I feel like I see them every day anyway, whether it's her, you know, Kim at a basketball game or Kim at wherever, Kim doing, Lord, she's always on. I mean, what a life. What a life they're leading over there
at
the Kardashian house. I saw that she was together with the girl, with Kanye's wife.
Bianca
Sensory?
Yeah.
They were Kim Kardashian sitting next to Bianca Sensory at a Kanye West album listening party or something.
Wow.
Could you imagine having to go to a Kanye
West
album?
Well, he put his daughter on the new album, so.
Well, I guess they all have to go listen.
Yeah.
I mean, this poor Kim Kardashian, it was a time in her life where she was, you know, Kanye and her were a big deal. He was normal, I think, normal-ish.
Closer.
They had kids. They had a good life, and then who knows what happened. He hit his head or whatever, fell in love with rubber boots and and just stocking masks. And now I just saw him and this Bianca Sensory. heading into a Cheesecake Factory. She's just completely in like nude, but they were going to Cheesecake Factory. And I think it's the one here in Sherman Oaks.
Oh,
that Alex, that's my Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
If I'm going to choose one, there's also one, a pretty decent one in the Woodland Hills Mall over there. But now, of course, we all go to the Topanga Social.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, if Cheesecake Factory's taken a hit from Topanga Social.
Mm-hmm.
But I maybe that was the one that, listen, they were going to one of them.
Yeah.
And I know they're in this area.
She
I
was
think.
She was oh, completely pretty see-through.
Just, well, I mean, the boobs are just out. And then there was like videos of him getting her ready to walk into the Cheesecake Factory. He's like lowering her pants on her ass and stuff like to get her exactly the way he likes her or something. It's all just,
God, that's chaos. No, I mean, that poor girl.
I know. But you know what? I kind of like Heather McDonald has, and I'm on board this theory as well. I think she's on board. I think it's all part. She knows what she knows exactly what's going on. I think it's all part of. She's not. It's not like she's a. But I could be wrong. I mean, I maybe this will all come out one day. But right now, I feel like she knows she's part of the act. But who knows?
I mean, she went short hair. It always looks wet. She always looks
that's,
wet.
That's her thing. That's her thing. And he's, you know, and then, then he's just like a big fat guy now.
Did his lip ever heal?
I don't know what's going on with that lip and it, and his teeth and titanium teeth. Who, listen, Kanye, I've done.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about Lamar Odom.
Oh, and Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn
you're
Jenner's
right.
Podcast. So, you know, of course, there's clips of it. I saw they had Sugar Ray Leonard on. And what they're going to have, they're going to talk sports, I guess.
A couple athletes.
I mean, they were. He was, you know, he's a Laker. He's got a couple of championships with the Lakers. But it seems that seems to all be now, like, overshadowed by him just being Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
You know, whatever he, the drugs, the passing out, the strip clubs, the Khloe Kardashians, all that. And then of course Caitlyn's Caitlyn.
Yeah,
I'm concerned that I have not heard hide nor hair, as they say, Alex, of Sophia in a long time.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if there's been an issue. I don't know if Sophia just decided to go her own way, but we have not heard anything from Sophia.
No.
In a long time. I think there was I was following Sophia on Instagram. And somehow people fall out of your, you know, your algorithm
your
or whatever.
Feed,
but but maybe she just fell out of my algorithm. But I'm not seeing anything about Sophia.
Sophia Hutchins.
Hutchins, yeah, Sophia Hutchins. So like, why isn't she on the podcast? Or at least producing it? Like, Sophia could be you. You know what I mean? Like, Sophia, check the... What
year did the Bulls win the tournament?
What's the best French fries?
I
love Wendy's. He was interviewing, and he's doing like jokes. He's making like self-deprecating jokes.
Yeah.
On Lamar's talking about some head wound that he had from some drug. There's another person on it.
Whoa! Like do you want to know what Sophia's doing now?
What?
Sophia
reading books to children? She better not be. She better not be.
The other,
I will freak out.
Kind of.
She's
full
standing
blown
next
to Mar-a-Lago. She's all about the MAGA movement.
Whoa. So's
the energy, passion, and commitment for our movement to save America has never been greater. Her and Donald Trump. That's a pivot. That's a pivot.
No, not necessarily, because Bruce, that was Bruce's hold. Bruce's, sorry, Caitlyn.
Caitlyn.
Caitlyn is very much a part of that as well.
Yeah.
But there you go.
But Caitlyn just dropped her off.
But are her and Caitlyn still roommates? Because they were roommates for a while. Non-sexuals and non-sexual, they were just buddies. And I wonder if they're still.
Yeah.
She came out with some sort of, she had like a. Sunblock. She was doing sunblock. She was selling sun, hawking sunblock there for a minute. All right. Well, anyway, they'll be talking sports. So, yeah, this Aaron Rodgers here. He's here. You know, I get, and then Lamar wrote him. He can't barely understand. And then I'm going to go and I fall down and I pick up my head and then the Mets and the Yankees and the. And that's the way when and Khloe and
what? I'm sorry. What did I say?
I was saying about the Mets and the Yankees and the football, basketball.
Ah, Is there? Well, we could. We got some subtitles under there. I can't understand the fucking word this guy said. Sophia, can you help me out with what this lunatic?
So anyway, I listened to 3 minutes of it, and it just seems so boring to me. Mm-hmm. But who knows? I mean, at this point, I don't know if they need money. I mean, I feel like Caitlyn could just have money based on Kylie and Kendall alone.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not that, like, the guy's going to ever go broke, not going to be having to work at Hardee's. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he's just, Kendall will give him a couple of bucks. Those are his kids.
Yeah. The richest Kim, ones, right?
Yeah. Kim, Chloe, and Kazoo. Mm-hmm. They're different.
Yeah.
But Kendall and Kylie are the children of Caitlin. I can't even keep up. Caitlin and Chris.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to give the guy something. But I guess, you know, he's like, I don't know, there's a way to, maybe they signed a deal with somebody. I mean, I guess they're still handing out money to people for podcasts.
Yeah.
The model doesn't seem to be working for some, like, celebrity podcasts. Like, there's no way in hell people are going to, there's so many great sports podcasts out there that there's no reason why you would have to go listen to Lamar and Caitlin talk about sports. Yeah.
This was picked up by Purple Banter. It's a Purple Banter production.
Oh, well, excuse me. I didn't realize they signed a deal with Purple Banter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did it say anything about a price? Were they given a deal? Or
it does not.
It's another one of those ones where they've, like, taped a bunch. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to, you know, it's not like us. Like, we release ours every day live. So you're getting fresh, hot topics like we're about to discuss in a second. Okay, so, you know, so about me folding children's underwear. You don't get fun stuff like that over on Caitlin and Lamar. You know what? We have a little bit of a clip from it. It's not a great clip, but it'll give you kind of an idea of what you're in for.
Yeah.
Proof on it, but if you don't got it, you don't got it. The athletic mind. I mean, all the greats like yourself.
Yeah, I love to compete.
Yeah, it's not just the competition. It's doing everything when nobody's watching.
I love to compete.
Nuts things he said. like out of
now, that's another. Who's
insane.
That guy? It's like, it seems like a young kid sitting in there.
Yeah, he's with them, right. But
what happened that night?
He might be their producer.
They must have gotten somebody who knows what they're doing.
I woke up from my coma. They were telling me that I probably never walk or talk again.
Well, it seems like you got the talking thing down.
It was just horrible. Oh, my God.
I think a lot of athletes feel rushed to give an answer. You wound up saying things that you didn't really mean.
God gave me fast feet.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, who knows? Who knows? Maybe it'll be interesting. I mean, I'll give it a listen. I'll give it one or two episodes.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, so now we'll talk about, you know, this, it's a dark topic, and I see that it's all over the place. Everyone's talking about it on these type of podcasts and different, you know, TikToks and all that shit. Is this documentary called Quiet on the Set about Nickelodeon and the heyday of that era of TV shows. You know, and I'm not a part of this world at all. Like, some of them, I hear the title of the show, I don't even know what they are. Mm-hmm. But it was like Ariana Grande was involved in some of them, and who else? Amanda Bynes. And I think Jamie Lynn Spears, if that's even her era, she might have been before that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Drake Bell and Josh Peck, I think, were on Drake and Josh and all that. Anyway, they were these dumb shows that kids would watch on Nickelodeon. And they were all run by a guy named Dan Schneider. Dan Schneider is a producer, also an actor. I mean, I knew Dan Schneider a little bit because he was always, I mean, we would look at Dan Schneider as, you know, you're almost jealous of his career because he went from, like, being, you know, a fifth lead on Head of the Class or something,
mm-hmm.
to this creator and producer of these giant shows, I guess making a ton of money. He pretty much ruled Nickelodeon. And I don't know. It didn't seem like anybody thought anything of it. You know, the shows were going. And it's, I mean, it's, I always think it's just weird getting your kids in show business in the first place. It's not to say any of this is right or wrong, but you know, it's, in order for a 4-year-old to be on a TV show, there's got to be parents involved, you know, yeah. So somebody's pushing this along.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this is a 4-part documentary out now with, and I guess Dan Schneider, it doesn't come off very well in it, of course. And they don't really say anything about him ever doing any molesting, at least that I know of, but a lot of other stuff, verbally abusive, some weird, like, scenes. Apparently there's a scene where Ariana Grande is like jerking off a potato or something. I've seen some of this stuff online, like these weird scenes of, you know, that would,
that started like 6 months ago.
I remember that. We actually looked some of them up and it, you know, and honestly, yes, it does look strange, but also, which I said, I think before on a podcast, it's also strange that you see it that way. You know what I mean? Like I would watch this show and not see Ariana Grande jerking off a potato, but some people did. And I was like, well, that might be a little bit on you.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a little pervy that you're even seeing that. Mm-hmm. I just saw it as her having a, you know, doing fun things with the potato. I don't know anything, but I don't watch these shows.
Yeah.
You know, so, but anyway, Ariana Grande, I haven't heard any of these people come out and say anything outside of this Drake Bell guy who's, you know, he's got some pretty, it's pretty bad what he went through. And the guy who, that he's accusing, or I believe the guy's in jail, so he's been accused and convicted and whatever else. But now Dan Schneider, I'm sorry that I don't have all the facts on this, everybody, so don't start writing, because I know these are one of those topics that people get real heated up about. And I see over on certain Facebook pages, this is just red meat for them.
The actor and dialogue coach was named Brian Peck.
Brian Peck. Oh, yeah. So there is a...
It's another Peck.
Is he related to...
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So that's why I was a little confused.
That's where the confusion comes from, yeah.
Okay. He could be related, because now I've seen people saying, how come Josh Peck's not saying anything about... Mm-hmm. But maybe not. Anyway, it's all interesting. And Dan Schneider has come out now, of course, with a 19-minute, Dan Schneider posted a 19-minute video response to the Quiet on the Set docuseries. Dan Schneider has issued a lengthy response to Quiet on the Set, Dark Side of Kids TV, a 4-part investigation discovery docuseries, which detailed disturbing allegations tied to Schneider's time at Nickelodeon. Finished airing on March 18th, a spokesperson for Schneider previously issued a statement to The Hollywood Reporter, noting that everything happened on his shows was carefully scrutinized by dozens of involved adults and approved by the networks. Noting that parents, caregivers, and friends were also always present on the set, on Tuesday, Schneider posted a reaction video on his YouTube channel that struck a more apologetic tone. Watching over the past few nights has been very difficult, he said. Me facing my past behaviors, some of which are embarrassing and that I regret. I definitely owe some people a pretty strong apology. Elsewhere in the video, he said, any scenes from his shows that come across as inappropriate or are upsetting somebody should be cut out, but implied that no one raised concerns to him at the time. Nobody was like, hey, why is Ariana Grande jerking off that potato?
Yeah.
Yeah, just let it happen, okay? Mm-hmm. But so the whole thing is just, I mean, I don't. But I'll say this. What I'm seeing is, and this is going to be a bit of a reach here, but stay with me, everybody. There's scumbags in this business. That is true. I will grant you that, and probably more, maybe more than most businesses. I'm not exactly sure. I don't work in many other businesses. But I see a lot of comments underneath stories about this that Hollywood is all perverts and weirdos, and that's, of course, this makes sense, because they're all fucking sickos and wackos. And that may be true. But as a guy who's been in Hollywood a long time and worked on a lot of shows, I can say, I just want to say this. There's also a few decent people. There are a few decent, I just want to let you all know.
There's a couple.
There are a couple of decent people as well. I know it doesn't look that way because the stories that you hear are more salacious. The Harvey Weinsteins and Dan Schneiders and everything else. It's more interesting to hear those stories. Nobody wants to hear a story about a set that, you know, everything's really, or that everything goes well on.
Yeah.
People are good and decent.
You want to hear Christian Bale is screaming at a coffee guy.
Right. So it's not, that's more fun for people to hear.
Yeah.
But, it's a large city and it employs a lot of people. It pays a lot of people very well.
It's also possible for people to be an asshole and not be a pedophile.
Well, that's what I think Dan Schneider is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, I don't know if he's a pedophile. I'm not exactly sure what his situation is. I don't know if he's ever been accused of that
he
at this point.
He was accused of
like verbal abuse and stuff. What I read, is there something else?
Well, there was also something I'm seeing here that he did a lot of kind of risque material that was part of it. You know, that,
yeah.
The, you know, the jerking like, off the potato thing.
Uh-huh.
But he also,
and
like,
one of the characters' names was something Taint.
Penelope Taint.
Penelope Taint.
Amanda Bynes had to play a character called Penelope Taint. Yeah.
But
it's also a weird world where, yeah, you're trying to create entertainment for preteens and kids grow up faster these days than, like,
I'm not defending any of this.
No,
I don't watch any of those shows. And it's just, I'm just trying to defend a little bit, the show business a little bit. It's hard to defend, admittedly.
Yeah.
But I've met a lot of nice, decent people in LA. And I think no matter who you are, no matter what side you're on, no matter what you believe, I'm a part of it too, Alex. Just because I do a podcast out of my garage, that doesn't mean I'm out of the business.
Yeah.
But we do influence culture a lot. I mean, at least we used to. Movies and television shows are very influential in every aspect of life, fashion and music and just the things people talk about and our movies and TV and all that stuff. So we are doing some good over here from time to time outside of, you know, the Ariana Grande potato scenes. But otherwise, yeah. So, but it is easy. Like when this shit kind of comes out, of course, I feel it gets politicized. It's, you know, because one side wants everyone, we're all fucking weirdo perverts who eat babies. So I, not to defend any of this bullshit, fuck them all, Dan Schneider and his whole crew of scumbags. But I'm going to say there's like four decent people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay. So just that's all I'm saying. I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second and say there's some decent people. We're not all perverts. And as a guy who's had his dealt with his fair share of perverts, Alex.
Yeah.
I have dealt with my fair share of perverts. But for me, fortunately, I was not, you know, seven or whatever Drake Bell was, or 16. I was 19. I played Josh, the new model in town. I mean, what do I got to? You people know the stories. I've given you the stories.
Yeah.
I had an agent. My first agent in Hollywood. Okay, I'll do my documentary. You want to see my docuseries?
Yeah.
Quiet on the Set. Part two.
Quiet by the Pool. Quiet by the Pool.
Quiet by the Pool. We have a model at a kimono walking around the pool. This is not his pool. It's a public pool, and some people want to come use it. They can come use it in 15 more minutes. He's just got to put on two more outfits, and this guy's going to videotape it, and then you guys can use the pool, okay?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of my career was dodging dog shit. And I'm not saying that, you know, literally dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, not dog shit projects, dog shit. Like, I had to dodge dog shit walking around the pool, modeling kimonos for Bob Wellborn. Then I had an agent, my first agent, CPC and Associates. Alex, sounds nice, right?
Sounds
good.
Ooh,
CPC and Associates.
He had Associates.
Yeah. What is this? CPC. His name, this is not a joke. Maybe I've talked about it before. I'm not sure. His name was Clarence P. Cheatham. That was literally the agent's name. Cheatham was his
Cheatham.
Last name. Clarence P. Cheatham.
And he got
Clarence P. Cheatham worked out of a garage behind somebody's house. It wasn't his house. He just rented out like the garage space. Now, and why I say garage, it wasn't a garage that was...
It's not like an ADU.
No. It was a garage next to rakes and lawnmowers, and he had a desk in there with some headshots on it.
Uh-huh.
And I like had to walk through a gate through somebody's backyard with like children's toys and more dog shit, walking over dog shit into Clarence P. Cheatham's office. Okay. And I walked in and Clarence P. Cheatham had associates. Associates were two other guys who were seemed effeminate. Mm-hmm. That's fine. You know, nothing wrong with that.
No.
But I believe Clarence P. Cheatham was a gay man and he had gay associates.
Yeah.
That's all. And their business was just getting guys like me, maybe getting me, never nothing, never a phone call, never, I don't think his phone was plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hesitant to tell the story because I know I've told it before, like on TV, but I don't know if I've told it on this podcast, but I'll tell it anyway. This is my quiet on the set. And at one point, Clarence P. Cheatham says, you know, I walk in with, I didn't know anything. I was, mm-hmm. I was Drake Bell. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I was walking into with headshots and, you know, a videotape of some dumb, you know, student film I've made.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I'm going to go, is this your resume? Something like I typed up, you know, some dumb resume. I was like, yeah. And he goes, I'm going to go fax this to the studios. This is a good resume. I'm going to go in. And he walked into like another room that was in the garage. You know, yeah. It was just, he'd put up a couple of pieces of plywood.
Yeah.
And he walked behind that plywood and he said, this is where the fax machine that goes directly to the studios is.
Yeah.
So I'll be faxing this resume and you just wait when Paramount, Universal, MGM, when this comes popping up in their fax machines, things are going to start happening for you. I was like, oh, that's exciting stuff. So I'm sitting on a lawnmower or something. And he's in there faxing. I think he's just making the noises. You know, I don't think nothing's working.
Yeah.
And he goes from behind like some plywood. He goes, oh, don't jerk off out there. And I was like, I know. I was like, okay. Like, yeah. All right. Got it.
All right.
So I was like, no, I wasn't going to. Nothing about this. It's noon on a Wednesday in the valley. It's 112 degrees in this garage.
Yeah.
Nothing about this says to me, go ahead and jerk off.
Yeah.
That was the last thing I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, I won't. Thank you.
Yeah.
But now, as I'm older and wiser, what that meant was go ahead and jerk off out there.
Yeah.
That's what that meant.
You want me to really turn this fax machine on, go ahead and start jerking off out there.
Exactly.
That's what I meant.
You want this resume to get to Paramount Pictures?
Yeah.
So, but I'm too stupid to even realize that at the time. And I just said, okay, I won't. And then he came back out and I was fully clothed and without, I wasn't jerking off, Alex.
No.
And he was like, okay, so we'll see what happens. And I think at that time I was like just starting out in comedy here. And I knew like some real hacky other comedians. I don't want to say the girl's name. Her name was Rachel. Her first name, I won't say her last name. But she was like a open mic comedian. We would get together for like writing sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her and some other comedians. And she's like, you have an agent? I was like, yeah, CPC and Associates.
Yeah.
And she's like, can you hook me up with them? I was like, I see what I can do.
Yeah.
I'll call CPC.
Yeah.
See if I. So anyway, it turns out
one ground rule: you're not allowed to jerk off in the garage.
So, and she was like an attractive woman, so I don't think they had any interest in her.
No.
But anyway, she went in and they hooked up. That's the kind of type of guy I am, Alex. I hooked her up with a meeting with CPC. So she went to the same garage or whatever, gave them a videotape of her performing in some bar, some terrible. This is the days of videotapes.
Yeah.
So they looked at it, I guess, or said they did. And then they said, we're not interested right now. We're very busy with Chris Frangiola, getting him movie deals.
Yeah.
So when I don't have time for you, come and pick up your videotape. So she goes back to get her videotape. Somehow, videotapes got mixed up.
Oh.
As they all look alike, you know?
Yeah.
So she goes, gets her videotape and goes back home. And I don't know, I guess she wanted to show somebody later, a couple of weeks later. Hey, you want to see my stand-up set? Yeah. She pops in the videotape that CPC and Associates gave her. It was a full, like, gay porn. It was just, like, two guys on a beach just going at it.
Yeah.
You know, that Clarence P. Cheatham had taped off something.
I mean, honestly, that's what he really probably did.
It's exactly.
Yeah.
So, so anyway, that is my quiet on the set, everybody. And that's just one of many. And as I was just saying, there are decent people in Hollywood. I haven't met any yet.
Yeah.
But people tell me that.
Listen, Clarence Cheatham is not.
Clarence P. Cheatham.
Yeah.
He Clarence is P. Cheatham. He, CPC and Associates.
He's not. We're not all Clarence P. Cheatham.
Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-created, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. That's the best read I've ever done.
Ooh.
Because I am, you know what I do, Factor? I do the wellness shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I took some wellness shots this morning, turmeric, ginger, whatever. They have these little, I highly recommend those over at Factor. You did them too,
oh,
right,
I love
Alex?
Them. Yeah.
We love them. I love the 2 minute meals. You guys know, I've said it before. And I mean, they got me through. My wife was out of town. I needed to pack lunches for my daughter. What did I do? I put in my 2 minute Factor meals and I break it up and put it into my daughter's school lunch. It works for that.
Boom.
I have half. She has half. We're doing good. 2 minutes. No, all the prep is gone. All the prep is done. Like I said, fresh, never frozen. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, as I said. Head to factormeals.com/covertocover50 and use the code covertocover50 to get 50% off. That's code covertocover50 at factormeals.com/covertocover50 to get 50% off Factor. I choose Calorie Smart this last time, but Protein Plus, you can do that as well, and so much more. There's a lot of fun things over there. Go check it out and get yourself some Factor at 50% off. Thank you, Factor. I just want to say that I hooked up two people with Clarence P. Cheatham, and we always talk about it. One of the other people I hooked up with Clarence P. Cheatham is a guy named Mike Henry. Now, you guys might know Mike Henry because he's one of the executive producers of Family Guy, and he's the voice of everybody on Family Guy. He's the guy, the whistling old man,
and
he's that. Shake. He's the black guy.
Cleveland.
Yes, he's everybody.
Yeah.
And Mike has been on Family Guy for 20 years. Great guy. I love Mike. And I hooked Mike up with Clarence P. Cheatham too, and he never lets me live it down. As a matter of fact, he's doing a podcast or something now, and he wants me to come do it. And we'll have to tell our Clarence P. Cheatham stories when I go see him. So, you know, anyway, see, those are the things I've done. So it's a wild world. It's a wild world. And I feel bad for, you know, these people. Like, I feel like I almost like Amanda Bynes in the state she's in now. I mean, is it because of these things and the shit she's gone through? And, you know, I mean, mentally, that can't be. I mean, that's why, I mean, having a kid now, there's no fucking way I would get her involved in this stuff.
Yeah.
I say that now, of course, and in 3 weeks I'll be have her at Clarence P. Cheatham's office. But, you know what I mean? You know, but it's just like, it's a weird, danger. It's a fucking weird world, you know? Kids shouldn't be working at any job.
No.
At 6 or 9 or whatever these kids were. Like, they shouldn't be working at McDonald's or anywhere with, like, adults, or the post office. None of it.
Nothing.
Let your kids have a fucking life. I mean, I haven't watched this documentary yet. Perhaps I should, and I'd have more knowledge about it. And I will, actually. But, I try these days to keep myself out of dark places. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather just, and maybe this is to a fault, but do I need to sit and watch 5 hours of, you know, young actors talking about being molested? Like, I know it happens, but I'd rather watch just Jeopardy.
You can know it's out there without getting all the details.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, that's it. I just want to talk about that a little because I see it's everywhere, I guess Dan Schneider, like, what does he do now? I guess he's out and about and able to function in life. Probably lives. Well, does he have any money?
He he put out this big response.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we
he's
just
very apologetic. You know?
Well, he is now. I guess he had to do two.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you going to do, people? The good thing is, here's what you can do. When things get dark like this and you keep watching these dark documentaries, just go on over to Caitlin and Lamar Odom's new podcast. Yeah, and those guys will get you through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, light and fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's some other stuff you want to hear. I mean, I feel like we do this every year, but I do have, you ready for this, Alex?
Mm-hmm.
It just came out. This is a brand new one. But I feel like this three times a year we get the same list. But here it is, the 10 happiest cities in America.
Ooh.
You know why?
Why?
No Dan Schneider. Dan Schneider doesn't live in these cities. He's not out there screaming at people, calling them taints.
Making dogs lick peanut butter off
them. Yeah. Oh, I was reading that too. They used to do weird challenges or something where they would cover the...
It was like their fear factor.
Yes.
It's like Dare.
But what was that on? Was that on a TV show? Or was that just in somebody's backyard?
I think that was
Dan Schneider's backyard. Like you covered.
I think it was on television.
Really?
It was a segment on the shows about dares, a dare segment.
Oh.
I think it was probably on the Amanda Bynes show because that was a segment.
And they covered kids with peanut butter and let dogs sit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jesus. I was basically, when I had my wife's parents' dog, I was basically in that dare. The dog kept licking me, but I had no peanut butter on me.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You want to hear the 10 happiest cities in America?
Yes.
Okay. You guys get the idea. Number one, let's start at number 10. Number 10, Scottsdale, Arizona.
I love
Scottsdale, Arizona. Great. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm there a lot. I'm actually going to be there May 23rd, Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona, but close enough.
Close.
Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona, May 23rd, 2 days after my birthday.
Ooh.
So come and celebrate my birthday
with me.
You
were in Phoenix your last birthday.
I know. Isn't that interesting? Mm. But so Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona, May 23rd. That's where it's been moved to. It's been moved several times. I will not move it again. That is the date. Go get tickets for Angiola.fun. Columbia, Maryland. I like that part of the world. I know it. I don't know if I've ever been to Columbia per se, but around that area. Pearl City, Hawaii. Sounds lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Now this one, I don't know how this one got in there, because if you believe what you hear in the New York Post and Fox News and everywhere else, it's poo-poo and pee-pee everywhere you look, and people being punched in the face, and then they poo-poo on them.
Yeah.
They punch you in the face, you fall on the ground, they poo-poo on you.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, California.
They do that.
Yeah. They're closing down Macy. They're closing down every store, San Francisco. But according to this,
They're closing down Taco Bell up there?
Everything, Alex, because the people are poo-pooing. It's the seventh happiest city in the country, according to this. So you believe what you want to believe. Honolulu, Hawaii, number six. Number five, I could certainly believe. Pretty good mall, nice weather. I've seen the people. Lovely. Irvine, California.
Oh, yeah.
I know it well. Sure, I could see why people would be happy there. Another one that I love, been there many times. Madison, Wisconsin.
Mm.
I can understand that. San Jose, California. Sure.
Okay.
Number two, I will be there in 2 weeks. Overland Park, Kansas. That's basically Kansas City. I've been to Overland Park, Kansas.
All right.
And I will be at the Comedy Club in Kansas City, the second friendliest or happiest city in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'll be. Okay? So come and see me there. Frangiola.fun once again. And number one is Fremont, California.
Fremont.
I know. And here's why. It's because everyone's rich. They you know, that's what it is.
Okay.
Fremont was named the happiest city in America, and here's why. The highest share of households with an income above $75,000. 80% of people make more than $75,000 a year. People in Fremont tend to have high rates of life satisfaction, low depression rates, and more because they're all rich. It's one of those. Overland, Kansas came in number two, as there's the lowest poverty rate in the country.
Wow.
Well, that means you fuckers can afford tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So go get them. Comedy Club in Kansas City. Frangiola.fun has your dates on that. It's a Wednesday night. The company that came in number three, gave number three, San Jose, California. You know who does all these things? It's a place called Wallet Hub.
Yeah.
They do all these. They have some fake website.
Mm-hmm.
And they make up these fake things, and we use them. for this podcast.
I think I use them for the cost of living converter. You ever use one of those?
Oh, is that what it is?
Where you plug in, you'll go like, oh, I make 50 grand in this city. What do I need to make in this city?
Oh, really? Oh, I don't want to know that.
It's kind of fun. You might enjoy it.
It's depressing what I have to make here in Los Angeles, right, to live. But I seem to be functioning.
Yeah.
I seem to live fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my wife keeps asking me for like, we got to buy this, we got to buy that. I'm like, okay, let's get it.
Yeah.
We're doing, I mean, I don't know. I'm not struggling, I guess. Thank God for you guys, you people, and your love of Patreon.
Thank you.
And this podcast. Okay, well, there's more to talk about. We got more of these coming. We do a ton a week, so that's today's episode.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I think we've done all we can do here. I mean, we gave you topics upon topics. I feel like I didn't have enough information on
Dan
Quiet on the Set.
Yeah.
And I know you guys get mad about that, but I'll try to get more information next time. Very busy over. There's no school today. So my daughter's sitting in the house doing Lord knows what. So I got to go in there and make sure she's okay. She could be playing with knives for all I know.
Mm-hmm.
Because of today's parent-teacher conference. We had a very positive parent-teacher conference this morning via Zoom. They said glowing things about our daughter, and that's nice to hear.
Yeah.
You know? And then, of course, I said, yeah, well, you should see her. Did you see her do silk underwear? I mean, I'm like Dan Schneider over here, for God's sakes. So, all right, what are we going to do? I don't have... What do we got to get out of here, Ronnie? You got anything Dan Schneider related?
Anything for the...
Fred Schneider. Play the B-52s. Fred Schneider is the lead singer of the B-52s. Dan Schneider, I don't think there's any relation, but because they have the same last name, we will be going out on the B-52s. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Alex.
Yeah.
All righty. Here I am. When this song was all the rage. Dallas on the Lake. That's what they were calling it. Dallas on the Lake. Where was it, Chris? Oh, it was in Ronkonkoma, Long Island. But for some reason, they called it Dallas on the Lake. It was a teen disco. Oh, my God. We had so much fun over there. We'd go to Dallas on the Lake every Saturday. And this song came on. Oh, everybody came to the dance floor. Jump up and down. This was punk rock, we thought.
Yeah.
They might as well have been. They were freaks, the B-52. Who are these weirdos singing about Rock Lobster? I saw them recently at that concert that I went to, Darker Waves on the Beach. And they were great. I mean, the two women do all the work. Dan Schneider was there.
Dan Schneider was there.
Dan Schneider was there.
He was there licking peanut butter off of somebody. It was weird.
Dan Schneider was there. Oh, boy. Fred Schneider just, like, stands there and, like, hits a triangle every 3 minutes, you know? Hits a cowbell. All right, everybody. We love doing this podcast. One of these days, I'm going to get it right. I'm going to be prepared and with information and facts. But if you're looking for information and facts, you're in the wrong place if you listen to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're not about facts.
Strong opinions?
Zero facts. Yep. That's the way we do. We have strong opinions on these things. And what do? I try to put a positive spin on every story. Mm-hmm. Even if it's molesting, I'm like, yeah, but there's good people too. And like, yes. I'm like Donald Trump. There was good people and bad people there. So, I mean, what a weirdo I am. Anyway, you know what I mean. You get what I'm saying, right? All right, everybody, gotta go. Thank you for listening. Frangiola.fun. I'm going this week. Stamford, Connecticut. New York Comedy Club. Auburn
Public
Theater. Auburn, New York. Saturday night. Friday night, New York Comedy Club. Stamford, Connecticut. Saturday night. Auburn Public Theater. They keep adding tickets to the Auburn Public Theater. It looks sold out. And I was like, it's sold out. And now there's another row of tickets I see on the website. Mm. Anyway, go get tickets if you want. They're $14. What can I do for you people? What more do you want from me, Auburn, New York? What the fuck? And then somebody sent me a picture of, they're like, there's a lot of promotion going on in the city of Auburn. And they're in a diner. And it's like, you know, one of those napkin holders.
Yeah.
And my face is on the napkin holder.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right. What have you people done with your lives? Has your face ever been plastered on a napkin holder at a diner in Auburn, New York? I have.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, they're my friend Fortune Phoenix has got billboards in Times Square. I'm on a napkin holder at a diner in Auburn, New York.
You made it.
I know.
I've seen your name in a bunch of elevators, if that helps.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, just written on the wall?
No, just like coming just like, soon. Like
on elevator?
I saw it in Cleveland. I've seen it in Vegas. I've
like
seen,
what elevators? Like just of like the hotels?
Like things to do in the city.
Oh.
Go see Chris Frangiola.
All right. I mean, that's no napkin holder, but I'll take it, yeah. I guess. All right, everybody. We love you. We hope that you enjoyed this episode and continue to listen. Tell your friends and on and on and on. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.